This is Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Don Elliott. An iconic Big Fork tree that stood outside the Tall Pine Lodge was cut down April 3rd. The species was estimated to be four centuries old. Walter Kuhn, property owner, says it's a shame to take the tree down, but it's been in decline for a number of years. A number of factors necessitated the removal of the tall pine, including damage sustained during a hail storm. Rocky Mountain College in Billings will continue a tradition this afternoon with the annual Bear Bash. Athletic Director Jim Klenman.
Bear Bash actually started a number of years ago, kind of during COVID, went away, and then when I got here right after COVID, it was something that we really thought would be a fun thing to bring back. And so spring game will start at 2:30, and then that game wraps up. We'll transition over to the Fortin Education Center and get Bear Bash off and running at 5 o'clock.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Did you know that many of Montana's electric cooperatives are working to address growing concerns about wildfires? Dying or damaged trees or undergrowth in and around utility right-of-ways could be potential fuel sources for fires. Many electric co-ops now have detailed vegetative management plans they follow. These plans call for multiple actions, such as continued inspections to locate and eliminate fire hazards. Montana's electric co-ops care, and that's why they're trying to help prevent the devastation that wildfires can cause.
The Helena Police Department had their hands full Friday morning after a moose caused a brief shelter in place at Capitol High School. The stubborn and mangy old cow moose has been frequenting duck ponds at the Lewis and Clark County Fairgrounds for the past week, according to Sean McCarthy, an urban wildlife control officer for the city of Helena. With the help of additional officers, they pushed the moose north across Custer Avenue, where she would be less of a threat to the public. The League of Women Voters of the Helena area is offering an election information resource, vote411.org, to the public. The resource launched Friday to voters who received their ballots Monday for the May 7th elections. The elections are for municipal and school elections in Lewis and Clark County. Vote411.org will have information about the June 4th statewide and primary elections May 1st. I'm Don Elliott on the Northern News Network.